and haul this stuff in a wagon mm-hmm. with the team. And then we'd have horses too, you see.
Uh-huh.
Drive these old ponies. That is, if we was going off after a bunch of cattle somewhere.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did you ever spread bedding on the floor when you had company come in? Not enough beds?
You know, yeah. I don't know what that is. You mean pallets?
Yeah.
Yeah. I wore out a lot of them.
Kids get down there and giggle all night long?
Well, I've seen grown people have to be put on them too, be crowded up.
Not much to giggle about when you're grown, though.
Maybe have a bunch of old mattresses made out of hay. Then have a feather bed or two on top of that mattress.
No. Uh-huh.
They don't have them hay mattresses anymore, do they?
Man over in Okarchi said he slept on a corn shuck mattress.
Yeah.
He doesn't do it anymore.
We've got a, if it ain't been carried off, got a feather bed or two right in there.
Hmm.
Quit using them. But they're there in that bunkhouse.
Yeah, a lot of people will make sneeze.
Yeah. That's all we used to have when I was small. It'd be feather beds and then a mattress. What would go down in out of there, it'd either be hay or maybe bed shucks or something.
Yeah. Do you have mountains around here?
Mountains?
Yeah.
Well, no, it's mountains back east here, but they're not too close. And then it's some west of us, southwest. Mm-hmm. They're about 60 miles across there. But it is some hills right down here,
mm-hmm.
right in here below Stonewall. Pretty good sized hills.
I guess I must have come through those last night and didn't see them.
But what?
Or are they right on the highway or over
no,
west?
No, they. Was you ever on that? Do you know where Fitchtown is?
No.
Well, it's back west here and then south.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I've seen it on the map.
Yeah. But these are some pretty big mountains here east of us, about 60, 70 miles.
Hmm. Yeah, I was in those yesterday, I guess, around Tallahena.
Well, was you down around Broken Bowl?
Yeah, I was down there last summer.
Well, that, you know, it's a mountain.
Yeah, it? Yes, indeed. I didn't go between Broken Bowl and Tallahena.
Yeah. Well, it's mountains all up through there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good timber, too.
Yeah. I've drove cattle out of there and put them right here, out of that country down in there.
Huh.
Yeah.
Just go down there on a trip and come back with a bunch
well,
of...
Well, go take a wagon and horses and go down there and buy them and bunch them down there and drive them up here. Take about 2 weeks.
My goodness. Yeah.
But that's been a long time ago and it wasn't hardly any cars here then, you see. Automobile
yeah.
wasn't any highways at all.
Uh-huh.
Just wagon roads. But you couldn't drive a steer now nowhere.
Oh gosh, no. Get him run over.
Get killed or something before you turn around. But that's the only way they used to move cattle nearly around in this country is drive them.
Hmm.
Yeah.
How many men would it take for a bunch of steers?
Oh, about 300 cattle or something. It'd take 5 or 6 men.
Hmm.
Yeah, they soon learn. The old steer, bunch of cattle, you can drive them anywhere after you kind of learn them 3 or 4 days or a week.
Mm-hmm.
It don't take long to learn.
If you know what to teach them.
What?
If you know what you're doing, it does.
Oh, sure. Well, if you raise with them, it just comes natural, don't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, I can't remember nothing about any cattle, the first cattle I ever helped with.
Mm-hmm.
Can't remember that.
Just grew up with them.
Yeah, that's
huh?
it.
Yeah. Where did you raise your hay around here?
Well, it ain't on these prairies.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.